then it will be the minutes of the date of May. And the same venue, economic crisis has been written by Sports and Culture South Africa on their EPP and that means their budget. First page is that in the register. And page two. The members of the representative I speak in over and it's like I'm always going to my phone. I think you have a stop to do the minute I saw adopted. Then there is a set of minutes of the 6th of June. And Dylan has again, it has a briefing by Council for Higher Education and the Quality Health Quotient and occupation on their APPs and their budget. Page one is attendance. Page two. Then the next set of minutes are minutes of the 18th of June 2018. They are being enrolled by because about the briefing by the Department of Arts and Culture and Culture and Creative Federation of South Africa on sports or on the supporting the Federation in terms of both upcoming and experienced artists. Page one is the register. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. The last one is page 7. From amendment of the president, I speak in order, and the second amount of another person, the second is by Honorable Mapol, thank you. The minister so adopted. Then we move on to the minutes of the 27th of June. It was the meeting held in 8249, briefing by all the MECs for education from the provinces on the trip result, centralized LCSM, procurement system, and the national nutrition program. The first page is attendance register. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. the space button. If you can move it in a second. Color number, second is by color of the center. Then to the limit of our process. And then the next set of units is the meeting because of the M305. It has the briefing by South African Police Principals Organization and challenging regarding classification of children, students, and also we want to adopt the minutes. Page one is the attendance register. Page two. Page three. So he did use the bottom of the set of units for the field of the MP6. So bring the number. Then the other issue, not number, to remember that we were briefed by the Department of Higher Education and Training on the Studies Convention. But we did not agree as a committee that we ratified it, simply because the NAE had not finished the processes. And I felt that you can't proceed to agreement whilst the NAE is still busy on the convention. You shall have to wait until the agreement. That is the normal procedure of working on these bills or conventions or whatever. So they indicated that the agreement has been challenged into the SOP. That this convention seeks to standardize the classification across the continent. It is actually done in terms of the provisions of the various acts of the Department of Higher Education and the department that we were briefed. So it is necessary that as South Africa, we also become the signatory to the convention, so that you can be able to derive benefits thereof and also engage in some exchange programs with other countries in the continent. It is a convention that seeks to address that. The department did look at all the laws that govern the creation or the formation of this convention and so now that it has been passed on to the committee, I would request them to approve so that it can be presented to the SOP. The Select Committee on Education and Recreation, having considered the request for approval by Parliament of the revised Arts Convention on the recognition of studies, certificates, diplomas, degree, and other academic qualifications in higher education in African states, is tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution of 1996. Therefore, the committee recommends that the House will approve the convention. I will request members then to indicate by agreeing as individuals or sisters. You want to say something, sir?
Yes. Chairperson.
Yes.
Madam Chairperson Roba, is it correct now? You only have a copy of the report of what, I don't know. But we don't have a copy of the report. Yes, of the report. I don't know whether it's procedural or not. Because we supposed to have the copy, though you are going to read it.
You?
Yes.
You don't have it?
No, we don't have it. I won't.
In fact, I have searched today because this was very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We almost forgotten what the provisions of the report as members. We need copies of the report, all of us. So I would request that follow up on this. Yeah, and it's true, that's something. the document on the Abuse Convention that we facilitated all our members. If we open page 4 of the document, page 4 of the Abuse Convention document. Just to refer to the legislative framework that gives us powers to actually adopt this. The Abuse Convention has no special execution provision, and therefore it was tabled for ratification in Parliament in terms of the payment to PY4 of the elected into law. The implementation of the Abuse Convention was enabled through NSPF Act number 57 of 2008. As this is already supported by the provisions made in NSPF Act number 57 of 2008. The NSPF Act of 2008 section 8, Roman figure 1 to Roman figure 4, provides for the responsibilities of the minister, who has the overall executive responsibility inter alia for the NQF SAPWA and 3 quality councils, and must uphold the coherence and public credibility of the NQF. The NQF Act Section 31 gives SAPWA the responsibility to verify qualifications and to evaluate foreign qualifications. South Africa's well-established NQF system, its NQF steering mechanism, such as those in the department and in SACA, will enable activities to be managed through existing structures and funding. The committee was unequivocal that the convention is going to assist students across the continent, and it will make South Africa the best destination for education. The committee agreed to ratify the revised convention. Throughout, I request honorable members, on the basis of the quick assurance and the briefing as contained in the report, that we actually adopt this.
Thank you very much, Reverend Lebogo Adams.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Northern Cape Supports. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Chair, Northwest.
Thank you, Honourable Natal Support. So the report is so adopted, it will then go to the NCO. And the last set of minutes has been supplied to the members. It was a meeting held in Rwanda on the third floor. It was a briefing by the National Heritage Council on the landscape of heritage center, and also the briefing by Amaka Awazulu-Natal on their achievements over the year. The first page is the attendance register. The second page members. Thank you very much. I think that brings us to the end of our engagement today. I want to thank you very much. It has been very difficult to engage you for various reasons that we know, but I do want to say my heartfelt gratitude to you also for allowing us to have this meeting on a day that is not necessarily a day for the personal appreciation. Thank you.
I'm not playing for one.